Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
right. Shalom, shalom, Israel. Hallelujah. Saints of the Most High Yah. Those of you who are called to be saints, grace to you. Hallelujah. From my Father, Yahweh, and Son, Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. How we doing out there, saints? Let me get a sound check before we go any further. How do I sound? How am I coming through in your area? Glory to the King. See, we got a couple in the chat. Got 10. Hallelujah. Thank you for my co-host here in the chat room. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. 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 Well, hallelujah. Well, that's good to hear. That's good enough for me. We're going to get it started. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm your host for the evening. This is Elder Donnie. Hallelujah. And I'm coming to you from Straightway Truth Ministries by way of Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. On this edition of the Brothers segment where we contend for the faith. Hallelujah. So I bless each and every last one of you for being here this evening. And I'm grateful you decided to join me. And even those of you who will catch the rebroadcast of this, I bless you and greet you this day. Hallelujah. Give all praise and honor to the Most High Yah. And so grateful for him. Thankful for Yahshua HaMashiach for the sacrifice that was made on behalf of all of us, for all of Israel. A man who knew no sin but took on the sins of Israel to free us and to bring us back to the Father and allow us to be able to go to the Father. Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful for it. I think we don't count our blessings, and we take things for granted all too often. Hallelujah. But as the Word tells us, in all things, you know, we should give thanks no matter what we find ourselves in. There's always something to be able to look back and reflect on and to be able to thank Yah for, especially every single day that you wake up. It's another day, another opportunity, another chance for you to get things right, another chance for you to get closer to the Father. Hallelujah. But I'm so grateful. As always, I'm encouraged, thankful. And Yah has been good. He really, truly has. Giving our honor where honor is due to our beloved, our shepherd, Pastor Charles Dow. So grateful for him and his work. Thankful for the gift. Not only him, but also we have Pastor Corey Phillips. We have also Pastor Muir. And we also have new elders in the ministry, deacons, and teacher in the ministry. So we're blessed here. And so I'm grateful for it. But I pray that you all are encouraged, especially after the message on yesterday that was brought to us. It was just very good. Nowhere else can we find such rich word. Nowhere else can we find such anointing and word that comes forth with so much power, so much strength. Hallelujah. And breaking down all walls, breaking down all barriers of all types of, you know, schools of thoughts and things that may have been any chains and bonds and shackles that's been on our minds from where we come from, our doctrines and all type of things that's on our minds, things that we need to unlearn. But most people won't even deal with the subject that Shepherd spoke on yesterday. He talked about hell, and what a beautiful message it was. Hallelujah. I mean, you could feel the spirit in there. It was strong. It was so much truth. And that was nothing but the Holy Spirit confirming the words that were being preached and rehearsed in our ears. And every time that happens, it's just a beautiful, and it happens all often, very often. And so it's just always good to be in the land of the living, to have my name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, just to be able to be amongst the set apart Yah's people. Hallelujah. So I'm so grateful for it. So it gives me encouragement just knowing, you know what I mean, that Yah is with us. He's living. He's alive. He's still dealing with us, his people. And you know what? The amount of mercy, the amount of grace, the amount, hallelujah. Yeah, the amount of mercy and grace he's bestowed upon us and blessed us with. This sometimes it's just difficult even, not difficult in the sense that it's just difficult to be able to comprehend it all. Yah is just that great for what he does for myself and then all of Israel, because we all benefit from it. And it's just a beautiful thing. You know, there's this thing, you know, I thought about this some time ago, and I remember hearing also Shepherd speak about it. But, you know, when people die, they pass away, you know, everybody, you know, family members, friends that know the person, they always speak these great swelling words about the person. And these people always, every single time, no matter how they live their lives, no matter, you know, what example they set when they were here, they always end up in as they say, heaven. They always end up in a better place. Nobody ever goes to a place of torment. Nobody ever goes to hell. They don't even use that word. But it's just, I think it's ironic that that happens. But, you know, Israel, we are educated to a great magnitude, to a great level. We shouldn't think that way. We should think we can do whatever the hell we want. And Yah is just going to pardon that shit. Because the word tells us to him, if you sin, you know better. You know better. You shouldn't sin. To you, that it is sin. There's no pardon for that. You know better. So, hallelujah. We especially learning the ways of Yah. We learning his Torah. It's up to us to act and to do better. Hallelujah. So, hell is real. As the word tells us, hell is in the center of the earth. Hallelujah. And the word also tells us that hell had to enlarge herself. So you mean to tell me hell had to grow, to get larger, to be able to hold the amount of souls that are going to be cast in, into it? But keep in mind, in this world, everybody's going to heaven. Everybody's sleeping in a better place. Everybody is dwelling there. They're looking down. People looking down on them. It's just a tragic way of thinking and a very deceitful way. A lot of preachers are sending a lot of people and helping them go into hell, but that's what the word says. The blind lead the blind, and they all fall into a ditch. Hallelujah. So that's why I'm so grateful. Hallelujah. That we have a true shepherd, and we have shepherds. Hallelujah. So Yah has really been merciful to us. He wants to see us succeed. He wants to see us win because we already have won. But he wants to see us finish through. Hallelujah. As I usually do brother segments, these blog talks, I like to start it out with I either do something from the law, either mainly something from the Psalms. Psalms are very encouraging. A lot of times they reflect back to the law. And hallelujah. We're going to keep in that tradition here on this particular broadcast. And I'm going to read from Psalms 119. And I'm going to start at verse 111. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. All right. And it reads, it says, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoices of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform your statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but your law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my Yah. Uphold me according unto your word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I will be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all of them, for their deceit is falsehood. You put us away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments." Hallelujah. Are we really truly afraid of God's judgments? Do we really have that deep level of affection, care, reverence, and honor toward the Most High? To the point where, you know, these things, our mind is continually on the word of Yah, stayed on his laws, meditating on them day and night, bring forth. And this type of love and passion and desire to be righteous. Hallelujah. Something for us all to strive for. Glory to the King. But we see many, many examples of this in Psalms by King David. And we can learn a lot from him. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I will say today's been a very, very beautiful day. As many of you know, Brother Chance was married today. Well, him and his newly Isha came together before Israel, as Israel witnessed covenant, their union. It was a beautiful, very beautiful, as they say, wedding. But it's always encouraging, you know, when we have weddings in Israel, especially this magnitude, where this sister kept herself for this man. They did things the proper way, and it's a really good example. So it's always encouraging to see that, and just to uplift the saints. And it's just a beautiful occasion. And I tell you what, just listening to the scriptures, the words, the verses, the words that Pastor read was very sobering. And even for all of us who, you know, are married, or, you know, we have Yeshua's, it's that word, you know, I was honing in on it, you know, listening to every single word, you know, and playing it back in my mind and really meditating on these things, because it's very serious. And it's just a reminder of how we, you know, should be, things we should be doing, both parties, how we should be operating in respect for one another, ultimately respecting Yah in doing so. And then our homes will be blessed because of it. So it's just beautiful all the way around the board. I've never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it, you know. So this is very special, what Yah is doing in this day to come. So, and, glory to the King. We need to rejoice and thank him for such an example that we can see before, right before our eyes. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. All right, let me keep on going here, saints. You know, as we all know, there's quite a bit going on in the world today, all over the globe. Not just what's happening here, you know, in America, because we have enough that's going on in this country all over the place, you know, to keep us occupied, to keep us praying, to keep us focused. But if we look at it from a world view, I mean, there's things all over the world. And it's some very interesting times that we're in, very serious, I'll say that. And it's showing me also how much more serious we need to be. And paying attention to the times. Like, we can't just, you know, just be living and existing as we have all our lives. And now it's very serious this time. The word tells us to walk circumspectly. Hallelujah. And we need to do so very diligently, very conscious, just watching, paying attention, observing what's going on around us, observing our own spirits. Being very diligent. It's critical. It's very key. Because the enemy, the word even tells us how he's roaming to and fro, you know, seeking whom he may devour. There's so many things that can, you know, trap us, or we can get caught up in if we're not paying attention. I know I've used many examples before of how even, you know, in the workplace. I mean, I talked to countless brothers and we're talking about it, how even in the workplace, how they deal with so much adversity, how they deal with so many attacks of the enemy. And one of the reasons is because we're not armed, we're not prepared, we don't get ourselves ready before, we don't cover ourselves before we enter these places. So we kind of leave ourselves open. And then we want to fight when it's too late. We already engaged in the battle because we weren't watching, we weren't paying attention, we weren't being sober, we weren't walking circumspectly. But, you know, to be circumspect is to be diligent and very careful in the way we live, in the way that we behave, the way we act, what we think, and so on. And because we live in evil times, you know, the threat of dangers are all around us. And if we are not cautious and attentive to what is happening around us and in us, I'll say it again, if we're not cautious of what's happening around us and in us, we can easily be blindsided and fall head first into a number of dangers. traps. Hallelujah. So we got to really, really watch and be sober. Let me ask you this question. Have you ever, any of you out there, and just think about it, you know, maybe you've been going along with your day, doing your normal task as usual, and then, you know, it maybe have been a thought or something came into your mind, and it was a thought of a situation or something, you know, a scenario, whatever the case is. Maybe you paid attention to it, maybe you didn't, but only to find out, like a few days later, a few weeks later, a month, or whatever later, that this actual thing happened. Could it have been the Holy Spirit trying to warn us, thing that was ahead? Hallelujah. But, you know, for whatever reason, we didn't investigate. We didn't take time to stop and really analyze what's going on and really search this thing out just within ourselves and make sure that we're ready or even pray about the situation before it even takes place or transpires, whatever the case it is, whether you're being ready, whether you're being on guard, whether you are able to handle whatever it is. A lot of times we need not, if that's happened to you, you answered yes, we need not to ignore those things. Hallelujah. Because I believe the Holy Spirit is trying to warn us and trying to prepare us for certain things. And this happened to me before. Not all the times about, you know, taking heed. I don't say that I did, but I'm learning to do that. And when I see certain things, just really pay attention to what's going on, different thoughts that are submitted to the mind, checking these things and making sure, seeing where they're coming from, if there's any validity to it. But it comes from us staying prayed up, being mindful, and being mindful of the word, too, on a constant basis. And that's one of the things in us being being conscious and being alert and being sober. Glory to the King. Saints, pray for me on here. I'm really trying to get through it. Just a little tired, but I'm pressing through. Pressing through. All glory to Yah. Hallelujah. Just, glory to the King. But Yah is good. It is definitely good. Still encouraged through it all. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I wanted to read, you know, as I was talking about, you know, things going on in the world, I was, you know, just observed just this past week. We all know all of the things that were going on. We saw quite a few interviews. We saw, you know, the shepherd up there. We saw some elders, especially Elder Rufus, you know, what he's been dealing with. And going through and fighting a good fight of faith, basically, you know, defending the faith. And it's quite the deal, you know, the enemy that we're up against. And there's some wicked people in this world, you know, and I'm doing study on it and looking into it more and investigating quite a bit. As the word talks about, these particular people being a synagogue of Satan. There's some really wicked people out there, wicked to the core, birthed for this type of wickedness, right? And it's no surprise to all of us. But when you got that type of force against you, you already know the whole plan. They're out there to do Satan's bidding and his mission. And they're ready. They're armed to do so. But the thing about us is, saints, we keeping in that same mindset of being walking circumspectly, being sober, being alert, being attentive to what's going on around us, we got to just consider. You know, I was watching one video that Elder Rufus did, and he was talking about just getting ready and being prepared. Are you ready for what's coming about? You know, certain people, you speak about certain things, you text, you like, you're in the whole movement of what's going on. Are you ready for what's coming? Perhaps any type of persecution or any type, you know, a backlash. It's very important and vital that we consider these things because it's a part of this walk. When we look at our ancients, we look at the apostles, you know, we look at the disciples, they followed Christ. We look at them, they had to endure. Many lost their lives, many were in prison, many were shamed. It was all types of things that went on for the good news, for the testimony than Yeshua. We already know that the servant is not greater than the master, right? So the things that we see, we shouldn't think that we are better than that or above that, you know. I know the word says that we should pray that, you know, we can escape all the things that will come upon this land and this world. But at the end of the day, some of us are going to have to deal with certain things. We're going to suffer persecution and different things like that. So we got to get our minds armed and ready now and prepare for it. One of the things I think that's really, really important in all of this is prayer. And I'll tell you why here in just a second. But I believe prayer is very vital, very key. And we need to develop very strong prayer life and habits as well. I like the fact that Shepherd's been teaching us, giving us pointers, giving us tips and things, and teaching us how we should be praying. Because many of us probably haven't been praying, you know, the right way. We've probably been more religious than anything. But I've been paying attention to what the shepherd has been saying to us, and letting us know, breaking up a lot of those, you know, because it ain't never bondage, I say, and making us think we got to do things a certain way. But no, excuse me, as long as we come clean and we prepare ourselves before we come to Yah, we have that. And also when we come to Him, we ought to believe in the things that we are praying for. Supplicating for, and I'll share just a couple. Just a couple examples here. Thought it were very interesting. Book of Acts, and the first one we'll talk about is here with Peter, and I'm gonna go to Acts chapter 12, starting at verse 1. Pray it. Let me see how we doing. Pray that sound and everything is still good. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. All right. I'm going to start Acts 12. Acts 12. So I'm going to start at verse 1 here. And it says, "Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the assembly. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Yehudians, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after unleavened bread to bring him forth to the people." And this is the time of unleavened bread, Passover, the unleavened bread. Hallelujah. "Peter, therefore, was kept in prison." But listen to this. It says, "But prayer was made without ceasing of the assembly unto Yah for him." So the facts knew what was going on. They were very aware. And Herod chose, you know, to bring about persecution upon the saints at this time, and because the Judean time, they were all for it. He pressed even further, and he began to persecute them even greater, killing. He says he killed James, and James was with the brother of John, and then he also took Peter, and he placed him in prison. And verse 5 says, "Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the assembly unto Yah for him." So the assembly was very keen, very aware. So they stayed praying for him, constantly praying for him. And I mean all day they devoted themselves, their time, their energy unto prayer unto him. Hallelujah. Seeking the Father because they knew they needed him. He really needed him. But they knew what Herod was doing, and they knew what he was capable of. So they went and interceded for him. They stood in the gap for him. Hallelujah. They made up the hedge for him. And as a group, as a collective, they stayed praying. Hallelujah. Verse 6 says, "When Herod would have brought him forth the same night. Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. So this man was well, how should I say, he was, they had him on lockdown, and they had him guarded, they had him covered, and so they knew, you know what I mean? It was like, nah, we got to get him. Can't have him. You got to know something going on if they have you bound like that, and they have soldiers on each side of you, and also soldiers outside keeping gate. And he continues to say that seven, and behold, listen to this. Angel of Yahweh came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast your garment about you and follow me. Hallelujah. So he said, man, get up. Put your sandals on and put your clothes on. Come on, let's roll. Follow me. Verse 9 says, and he went out and he followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. So he didn't even really even think what was going on was real. You know, you think about it. You just somebody wake you up, you know, out of a sleep. You know what I mean? I see you were in a deep sleep. You were tired. I'm like, come on, get your clothes on. Getting you to, you know, I watch all the time with my children. I see how they are trying to get them up. Hey, let's go. We taking a long ride, and they got to go. They out of it. So they don't really know. They can't. They're not comprehending what's going on. Perhaps it was in a situation like that. Even when you wake up throughout the middle of the night, you're not fully woke. So you're not conscious of everything that's going on fully. But that's what it's saying right here. That's what it's saying. I'm going to continue here, and 10 says, when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street. And forthwith the angel departed from him. And verse 11 it says, and when Peter was come to himself, so he's fully awake, he's fully aware, he's not in a trance, he's not in a vision anymore. He knows this is real. And look what he said. He said, now I know of a surety that Yahweh has sent his angel and had delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Yehudim. So they seem for him to have bad things to happen unto him, evil things to happen unto him, Yah has a plan. Hallelujah. And you see what it's saying, that he came to himself and he realized that this is real. He knew it. And it said he knew of a surety that Yah had sent his angel. So he knew for sure what was going on. He was very, very aware. You know, I'm doing some study, and I see a lot that goes on with the activity of angels and how they are all over this book. From the beginning of it all the way through, we see a lot of different encounters with angels and how angels were there to protect them. Do we have enough faith to believe things like this will even happen? Like, you think about it. I know it's easy for us to read, but you think about it, if you were in that situation, how would that come across? How would you do? Are we spiritual enough to even know when something like this would happen? Would we have known what went on? Because it says that he knew with surety, so he knew without a doubt what was going on. There was no question in his mind. I have really been paying attention to how the angels have been doing things. And a lot of the things that I'm reading about have not been these conventional methods and things that we know. It's been some supernatural stuff, things that we, our little minds, can't even think of or comprehend of doing on our own. That's why it's important to trust in Yah, to believe in Him. When we pray for things, we need to believe it, no matter what it looks like or what it, you know what I mean? We can't comprehend the outcome of all of it, but if we just go along with it and have the faith and believe, as outlandish and absurd as it may seem, you got to realize and know what type of Yah that we're serving. We're talking about the creator of all things here. We're not talking about no little God or goddess or whatever the hell people pray unto, where they really pray unto these people, but they don't really expect that they can do anything, because they don't. We got to get out of the mindset, and we got to understand and know who we serve, right? We serve the Creator. We serve the one and only Mighty Yah, the one and only Sovereign. Hallelujah. He's powerful. He's mighty. All we do is need to do is look back at what He did for us coming out of Egypt, all the miracles, the signs, the wonders, and all of those things. He don't ever want us to forget these things. So keeping that in mind, realizing who we're dealing with, we can do so much, Israel, as a people. But we got to be on one accord. As it says in here, it talks about how the assembly was together, and they went without ceasing to pray for Peter and on their behalf, on his behalf. But we got to believe that when we pray these things, we got to have enough faith. You know, the impossible can happen, no matter what that is and no matter what that may look like. We got to have enough faith to believe. Hallelujah. But also it tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. So we take these things that we hear, we put it in our hearts, we hide it in there, and we believe that these things are so. I think we'll be fine with prayer, with fasting, and we'll be able to accomplish quite a bit. We find ourselves under the hand of the oppressor. But I'll continue on reading. It says in verse 12 that, and when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered. So many were gathered together praying. Hear that? And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came, her name was Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. And they said unto her, thou art mad. So they didn't believe it. They was like, man, come on, you're mad. How in the world that's going to be him? Huh? Come on, go ahead. Let's sit down with that. Stop praying. We got something to do. We don't have time for that. You think about it. And listen to what it says, verse 15. And it says, and they said unto her, thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his angel. Hallelujah. So listen to that. They was like, nah, that's not him, actually him. That's his angel. They had enough to believe in that it was his angel. But Peter continued knocking. And they had opened the door, and they saw him. They were astonished. But he beckoned unto them with the hand to hold their peace. So, man, they were excited to see him. And you got to realize, man, this man ain't supposed to be out. Listen, they about to be looking for him. Surely y'all got to keep it down. So he had them to keep it down. And then he began to explain to them. And listen to what it says. It says, but he beckoned unto them with the hand to hold their peace. Declare unto them how Yahweh had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go show these things to James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. And now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea, and there he abode, talking about Peter. But the point I was making also, listen, man, like I said, they were praying. And even at the time of him being free and coming knock on the door, they were still praying. So they were really at it. And they weren't giving up. They were steadfast in their prayer. But here's the thing. They didn't believe. They did not believe that it was him. So you're doing all of this praying, but you're not going to believe what God's going to do. That's the same. We are we just going through the motions? Are we doing these things, really believing? Right? The word tells us. Let me read it. Right here it is. I'm gonna go to Mark. Go to Mark chapter 11, yeah. Starting at verse 23. And it says, Mark chapter 11, 23 says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Hallelujah. Glory to the King. So we got to believe. Glory to the King. We got to understand and know who we're praying to and what he's capable of. And there's no thing too hard for him. Hallelujah. But glory to the King. Hallelujah. As the days progress, evil continues to wax worse and worse. The hearts of many grow cold. I think we'll find a safe spot in the Most High, in prayer, constant and without ceasing, daily. In meditations of his word. Hallelujah. Believing in his word. Glory to the King. Praising. Giving praise unto Yah. I'm going to read one more. Let's see. One more. I'm going to go to Acts 16. So we got to realize, too, what was going on with the disciples, the apostles, and this how true followers, how they were being persecuted. This is Acts 16, verse 25 there. And it says that midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto Yah. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. So hold up. So you mean to tell me they was in there praying, and then they was in there singing praise unto Yah, and this happened, and suddenly, glory to the King, an earthquake came, and it loosed the bands, and all the doors were open. Hallelujah. Come on now. Glory to the King. Here we praying to Yah. We praying. We need you, Yah. We're giving thanks. Give thanks in all things and in every situation that we're in. And they're doing these things. And look what happened. Look how y'all freed them right then and there. Glory to the King. That's why we gotta really get this in our minds and hearts and know who we serve. Y'all can do exceedingly above anything that we can ever think of, anything that we can ever imagine. Glory to the King. So, but we gotta be steadfast. We gotta be there for one another when going through situations, going through trials, going through situations. The assembly as a whole, we gotta be joined together, praying consistently without ceasing. Are we willing? Are we able to do that? Are we so far off? Are we not focused? We're not on this. You know, our minds are on other things. We're worrying about ourselves. We're worrying about getting our own way. We're too busy fighting against one another. You know what I mean? That we're not really doing the things we should be doing, and our focus is not where it should be. Hallelujah. And this it shows how these saints, they were truly committed. They were together. They were, you have to be unselfish to be able to pray like that and to be warring and to be, and to have others well being in mind. But you know what, too? You got to realize the times to fit in, too, as well. You know, we do different things when we're forced and when our back is against the wall, or when we got, when we're facing trouble and adversity. We kind of tend to know how to the go hard then. When things are good and we're at ease and is at peace, then, hey, we're living it up, right? We're enjoying it. We have a space of time. Or we just, our minds are just not there. But I think it's a call for us, saints of the Most High, y'all. And I'm not sitting here about to try to, you know, predict anything for you, but you can just tell that things are different. You can tell we have to. And listen, you know, the word tells us that. You can tell all of these things. You can tell when, you know, the signs of the, you can tell when the weather, when it's about to rain, it gets cloudy. You know these things. But how is it that you cannot tell the signs of the time? How is it that you can't tell that it's getting closer and closer for us for the return of the Messiah? What I'm saying is we got to get our heads out of the clouds, get our heads out of the foolishness and all of the things that is life. It's a much more serious goal that we're reaching for. It's much more serious what we should be doing as the people of Yah. Much more serious minded, walking with respect all the time, right? We should be the example. People should look and take note of us. We shouldn't be ridiculed. We shouldn't be the ones out acting like a goddamn fool. There's so much foolishness in the world. Everything is funny. Everything is about a joke and about a laugh and about a like and about another view, another follower, another subscriber. We're not in that world. Yes, we should be suspicious of men, but not at the cost for our souls. It shouldn't be, you know, to gain things in this world. No, we're fishing. We're doing it for a different reason. Everything we do should be to build up the kingdom, right? So it's got to be a whole mindset change. And me, honestly, just reading this, going over these things, and just observing and being mindful and discerning where we are, things are definitely changing. They really are. I had a talk with family, I believe it was last birthday, and just talking to them about how much more serious we need to become, not so concerned with filling our bellies. And things are going to change coming up. Whether we like it or not, that's just the way things are. We can no longer live like we live when we're out in the world, so loose, so free, filling our gut. Our gut is our God. Our belly is our God. You know, thinking on things that we shouldn't. You know, indulging in things that we shouldn't. So we got to do something and realize what time that we're in. Our saints of the Most High, it's going to be a lot required of us. And the only way we're going to get through, we need to band together. We need to be able to depend on others. We got to be able to stand in the gap. We got to be able to make up the hedge for one another. Glory to the King. I think it was in, I forget where it was at, in the prophets. And the question was asked, who is there among you that will do this? Who will stand in the gap? Who will make up the hedge? You know, for Israel. Who's going to do it? Hallelujah. We need more soldiers. Hallelujah. We need more. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But keeping all that in mind, times that we're very evil, very wicked. Hallelujah. But listen, we are not without a comforter. Hallelujah. We are not without hope. We have Yah. He's able to do, like I said, above and beyond what we can even expect. And I go back to the thing about the angels. You know, the word tells us to be very careful to entertain angels because, you know, some of us could have done so, entertain strangers, angels unaware, these strangers, and not even know it. So be very careful with that. Hallelujah. I'm going to take a quick break here and see where we at, saints. I thank you all for being here and joining me this evening. I'm going to take a real quick milling, our ministry break here with the milling address and all. Hallelujah. Glory to the King.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift offering or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, King is coming. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Comfort them with these words. Hallelujah, this is Elder Donnie here, back again, your host this evening on the Straight with Truth, brought to you by way of Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, where this is the brother segment and Contend for the Faith. Hallelujah, on this edition of Blog Talk. So thank you all, as I mentioned earlier, who all are joining me, who are still here. Just wanted to come on here this evening and share those things with you, just some meditations of mine, and start to share it. But I want to continue on, and as I end it and close it out, and just, you know, encourage each and every one of you to always, always, always give thanks. And also give thanks in every situation. And then also praise. Always be in a steady mind where you can praise Yah, glory to the King. And we see what it can do, glory to the King. We see what it can do. It can loose the chains. It can loose the bonds and the bands and the shackles of our minds. It can set us free, glory to you. To the King. But I want to read a couple of verses here before I close it out. Hebrews 12 and 2. It says, looking unto Yeshua, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the stake, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of Yah. Hallelujah. So we already know what Messiah went through. Hallelujah. But I love this verse, and it tells us what he did. You know, pretty much in a nutshell, it kind of tells us what he did, because he kept his eyes straight. He kept his focus on what he had to do, which is to do the will of Yah, which is to, became sin. He took upon the sin of all of Israel, a man who knew no sin, right? And I'm grateful for it, hallelujah. But he despised the shame, hallelujah, that came with it, right? He endured the stake. He endured the persecution and all of the things that came. But it says because of the joy that was set before him, hallelujah. Do we keep the joy of Yah before us each day? No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, even the fact that we woke up this morning is joy. Hallelujah, is joy. And I'm going to say this because early on I said I was tired. And I didn't mean to even say all that to bring all that out, but I'll tell you why I was tired. Because I heard some news, and it really shook me up. It really did. by the beloved saint. And, you know what I mean? I'm not going to talk about it here. You guys will know about it if you don't already know, many of you don't already know. But it's just sometimes it's difficult, you know, when we lose loved ones. And it was just hard for me to sleep. I'll just say that. I just kept thinking about it. But I'm grateful, you know what I mean? Like, grateful that the person, grateful that, just grateful, man. Y'all is good throughout it all. I'm encouraged. And with this teaching, even the more so, right here, is just the fact that we wake up, just the fact that we see another day, we should be grateful. Hallelujah. We should have joy. I mean, Shepherd even talked about it in the message on Shabbat. Hallelujah. We have so much to be thankful for. We have so much that we can give praise to Yah for. We look at the things that we don't have, and we look at the situation currently, and we allow that to overtake our minds and our thoughts, and we forget so much has been given to us, so much has been done for us, so much has been sacrificed on our behalf. How ungrateful is that, though? You think about it. How ungrateful is that for us? But glory to the King. Let us always keep those things at the forefront of our mind, the joy of Yah, which is our strength, hallelujah, and for the joy that we're able to continue on in his walk and endure. Glory to the King. Let us not be weary in well-doing. And I'm saying that because these are the things that came to my mind and to my spirit, and I wanted to just share these things with you. Even if it's just one of you that's listening out there, do not be weary in well-doing it. You know what I mean? Some of you may be in this journey, have been in this journey for 20, 30 years. Some of you 10, maybe some even less, 5. Some of you 2, and some of you who may just be coming into the truth. You understand? And you may have dealt with some things. You may have dealt with some persecution, maybe from family members, maybe from whomever, people that were close to you, who thought were your friends, who you thought were down with you. Even your own mind, even your own self. Learning who you are, learning the things, you know, that you thought you were this on this high horse, but then you realize you were humbled and to realize, hey, I got more work to do. I have more work to do. It's all right. Keep moving. Keep pressing. Keep going forward. Count your blessings along the way and keep going. Don't be weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. Keep going, saints. We didn't come this far by faith to turn around, and Yah didn't bring us this far to leave us or to, you know what I mean, to cause us to be offended. No, let us keep moving, endure, hallelujah, let's endure, and endure hardness as a good soldier, hallelujah. And let's see, Hebrews 12, and this is 3, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. You hear that? So, in essence, it's teaching us to think on these things. Things, you know what I mean? The things that are pure, things that are holy, things that are just. We have examples of that. It's telling us specifically what we need to be thinking about. Because if we don't, then we'll become weary in our minds and we will faint straight up. We're thinking on the wrong things. Our minds are in the wrong places. We're outside of the ways of Yah. We're not thinking correctly. We've allowed this world, we've allowed the cares of this life and the lust of other things to enter in and overtake, and we've lost the vision, lost the sight of what we need to be doing. We lost the joy. And it says, for verse 12, Hebrews 12 and 4, and it says, for ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. So you haven't even gone that far. You haven't even endured all the things that the Messiah has. And you want to faint and you want to give up. Come on now. Where's your strength? Who is your strength in? Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But let us also remember about Yah. And he knows us. He knows our heart. He knows our thoughts. He knows everything about us. And as it tells us in the book, it says that Yah's eyes are 10,000 times brighter than the sun. Let's prepare ourselves, saints, when we do go before the throne of grace, before we go before Yah, we prepare and believe what we're going to ask for. I'm going to read a few more verses here, and we're going to wrap it up. This is Sirach 18:23, and it says, before you pray, prepare yourself, and be not as one that tempted Yah. Be not faint-hearted when you maketh your prayers, and neglect not to give alms. Hallelujah. I think that's key. Alms. Give. Give alms. I was reading the book of Tobit to, you know, my children just last week, and we saw how he gave so many alms, and he just gave of himself so much so. And I'm going to tell you another thing that in that book would have said also, and I thought it was very interesting, you know, sharing it with the children. But when an angel revealed what he was doing, he revealed to Tobit, he said, you know what, when you were giving all those alms, when you were burying the dead of your people, of your countrymen, when you did all these good things before y'all, I was right there. I was right there. And that, it reminds me of what the shepherd said on yesterday. Is it so that there's an angel that's watching over us and watching and taking note of all of the things that we're doing? Right in that account, it tells us that this angel said, I was right there with you. And matter of fact, I believe that that angel protected him, because if he would have gotten caught burying those dead bodies of his countrymen, he would have been killed. But that angel was right there. Not only was he protecting them, but he was also keeping note and keeping a tab of everything, because he told him in the end, if you read that story, that angel told him, I've been keeping note of everything, all of the things that you've been doing, all of your good deeds, and I've been bringing that before the Most High. I brought all of that before the Father, because I'm the one that goes before him. But I've been right there with you the whole time. You don't even know it. And that also answers the question that entered to my mind just yesterday as we were on en route to, I believe en route to Shabbat, to service, or either what I was studying yesterday. But I was just reading all of these accounts of these angels and the things that they were doing. And the thought came to my mind briefly. There was something like, you know, if our ancients dealt with, if we read about how, you know, the angels were so prevalent in their lives, you know, why is it that we don't see them today? Like, or we don't have these occurrences, or we don't have, you know, in a great magnitude like how they did in their testimony. But I'm not saying that they're not there, because the shepherd was saying yesterday, they're there. And as we look at the book of Tobit, confirming all of that, they're there. Hallelujah. But we got to just be mindful of that and know, right, what's going on, even in the heavens. We always are constantly reminded, you know, of the account of Daniel, right, in 21, and how he prayed, and the angel pretty much told him all of the things that's going on in the heavens. So there's a lot going on that we're not keenly aware of. That also comes for us being circumspect and being very keen and watching what's going on and understanding more so in the spiritual rather than in the natural. Hallelujah. So that's critical. That's key. But I'm going to keep going. It says, I'll start again in Sirach 18:23, because I think these are some very good ones, good verses. Sirach 18:23 says, before you pray, prepare yourself and be not as one that tempts Yah. Be not faint-hearted when you make it your prayer, and neglect not to give alms. Use not many words in a multitude of elders, and make not much babbling when you pray. Watch you and pray, lest you enter into temptation. This is Mark 14:38, and it continues to say that the spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Mark 26:41, and it says, watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Glory to the King. Hallelujah, saints. I'm going to end it right there. Hallelujah. I pray that we get it, and we are encouraged, and we continue to go forward in this thing. Hallelujah. Through much prayer, through much supplication, through much fasting, through much praise. Hallelujah. We're going to get through this thing. Enduring everything. Glory to the King, realizing, hey, there's a reward for us all. Hallelujah. I give thanks to the Most High Yah in the name of Jesus Christ, and I bless each and every last one of you, Israel, you chosen, the beloved of Yah, those of you who are called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from our Father and His Son, Yeshua. Yeshua. I want to remind you, saints, to keep praying. On that note about praying, remember, I believe at midnight, you know, it's supposed to be it. Doomsday for all of us here in this ministry, our shepherd including, all of us, excuse me, let us pray earnestly. Let us war against the enemy of our soul, let us return curses. And so as we love cursing, let us return unto them. All of the evil that they spoke about us and all of these things, let's cancel all assignments of all wicked, evil, demonic forces. And pray for, dispatch the holy war angels. Hallelujah. That's what they're there for. Let's dispatch all of the angels of Yah, on our behalf, who's fighting for us, you know, to fight against and war against Satan's kingdom. Bind up all wicked, foul spirits, evil forces, every thought, every speech, every prayer that was prayed against us. Let it all be returned back to the sender in Jesus' name. So as they love cursing, let it be returned unto them, and let them eat the fruit of their own labor. Hallelujah. So bless you all, saints. Continue to fight and continue to do this throughout the week. And that's for anybody that put their mouths on us, anybody that try to curse us, anybody that try to keep us down, anybody. There's so many forces out there that's coming against us, and even them of the synagogue of Satan, even them of all these religions and all of these people that really hate us on one accord and in one mind and in one heart. And pray without ceasing against them. Hallelujah. And let's see the Most High Yah do his work. Glory to the King on our behalf. Hallelujah. He that stays in the secret place, the Most High Yah, shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. So let us find ourselves and keep ourselves there. Keep ourselves in the love of Yah and his peace and his shalom in Jesus' name. I bless you all. This is Elder Donnie. I'm signing off for this evening. I pray that y'all be encouraged. Also, keep Stillwater, Kentucky in your prayers. Hallelujah. As I always say, we don't need to know everything that's going on, but we just need to keep them lifted. If a saint cross your mind, if they you think about them throughout the week, send them. You don't know how much a text message will do. Like, I got a brother that sends me songs, very encouraging all the time, and a lot of the times they'd be right on point when I need it, you know. So, just little things like that, one verse might help, you know, and to encourage somebody or something. Even you pick up the phone and say, shalom, I don't have much to say. I just was thinking about you. I just wanted to hear your voice, and I just thought I'd give you a shout and see how you're doing, or whatever the case is. So let us be helpers one to another. Let us love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. So bless you all, saints. Elder Donnie, like I said, I'm signing off. I love you all. Bless you. And as we always say, hallelujah. Bless y'all. Shalom. Shalom.